Mike Alcoholic. I want to thank you people for letting me come and say a couple words with you. Most importantly, I want to welcome the new people here, the newer people, because I know exactly how you feel. I was lost and for a long, long time. And there's a couple things that that are ingrained in me that I met when I met my sponsor when I was 28 days dry. And he said, Mike, never forget where you came from, because if you do, you might end up back there. And the other one was, if you make the effort, I'll make the effort. And I remember the effort that I made to get my drink and everything else that I was doing, man. It started off early for me. I standing here, I remember how jacked up I was early on. I used to save my lunch money that my mom gave me and go pimp quarts at the liquor store. And by the time I was in high school, we used to go down Anaheim Street and pimp quarts over there at the liquor store. And we used to take these little blue and red pills. And I don't know about school today, but back then we had a driver's education. And mine was at fifth grade, fifth period. And I went back from lunch. And I went into one of those simulators. And the last thing I remember is waking up in the nurse's room. They must have carried me down on a stretcher. And that was the last time that I went to that high school. And it went on and on and on from there. I can tell you many, many stories of my drunkenness. I leaned on alcohol and other stuff. By the time that they pushed me to three different high schools, and they wanted me to go to a continuation school. And I told them, no way. People weren't going to tell me what to do. So they said, oh, we're just going to send you away to Los Padrinos. And by the time I got 18, they let me out of there. And I got out and I went, like my sponsor said, 30 years later, returning to where I came from. And I went right back to the neighborhood and everything was the same. And the guys were doing the same thing. And I fell right back into the same lifestyle. And they were all, my buddies were doing all these things. We were going to Hollywood and seeing shows all the time in the early 80s. And they were doing this stuff called dog food. And I fell in love with that stuff. So that continued on, and I leaned on that stuff more and more. And I started going away for short periods of time more and more. And all the time I was dragging my family through the mud with me. I never had any concern for anybody but myself. And and the more and more I did those things, I hated myself for that. And by the time, 20 years down the road, I leaned on that stuff more and more and more. And that's the only thing that kept me alive, because I didn't want to live anymore. And this time when I got in here, once again, I got busted because, I'm a thief. I can't work or anything like that. Too much, I got busted for stealing some booze, and I'm a repeat offender, so they were going to put me away for a short period of time. And I was fortunate enough to go into the Salvation Army. And you talk about work, they put you to work over there. And my sponsor came and with a couple buddies of his, and they used to come and pick us up and take us to meetings on the outside. And I started to hear the message, the home group that he took me to. And today, as I stand here, I see how I'm starting to realize how fortunate I am, because the things that I've learned from my home group and the direction that my sponsor and I see, I watch people in the meetings, because I played around with this for a long, long time. And the things that I heard, because I sat down in the rooms, and my ears opened up, and I started to be able to hear things. People going out, people ODing, people killing themselves, all kinds of different things. And I remember sitting in the Salvation Army when he gave me a couple of directions. Get a home group. Get commitments in each of your meetings. Read these parts of the book. And for some reason or another, that stuff settled in me, and I started doing these things. I had to work for my sobriety. I couldn't just come into a meeting and sit there and expect to stay here too long. And for at least 30 years, I remember the booze told me when to do things. When I woke up, when I came to, that's all I thought about for 30 years. And after I started doing those directions, when I woke up, I started thinking about the readings. I started thinking about these things that I was seeing people do, and the things that my sponsor told me to do. And in my time here, I've heard people share their story, like that young lady said, about sharing and thinking about others. People stayed sober through divorce, through death, loss of jobs, all those things. I'll tell you this, I would not have been able to do that, because that's too painful. That's life. And I didn't know how to live. And this is a wonderful gift that we get here, but we got to work for it. And the most important thing is the new people. I hope you hear something in here that makes you come back tomorrow and grasp this, because I know here today, if I stop doing some of the things, I start drifting away from AA and my life gets too busy. And that's happened before. And I don't want to return to where I came from. I don't know about you. That's why I continue to do this, even when I don't want to. I got the commitments in three meetings a week. And this is a wonderful program. And I want to thank you, people, because it means the world to me. Thank you.